Welcome. I'm Jennifer Elizabeth Masters. I'm a life, love, and relationship coach, lecturer, and author. In 2012, after 30 years of searching, learning, traveling, studying, healing, and almost traveling around the world and back, I experienced several profound shifts, and I became enlightened. This experience has changed my perception of myself, of life, the world, and the way we experience it. And I am passionately committed to helping others fall in love with themselves so that everything in their world changes for the better. If we change, our world changes. I hope you'll join me for the next of two of the three free webinars that I am facilitating this week. Thank you for joining me. The next 2 days, we're exploring and expanding, continuing to do so, opening to the unlimited possibilities of the universe. And at the end of this program, each day, I will be doing a huge clearing for everyone on this call. And today, it's a money clearing and all deep financial issues. I've gotten really great feedback about people's experiences with these clearings, and this one will literally knock your socks off. I will also give an energetic transmission for abundance and prosperity. Now, some of the myths that we're going to be debunking today are the beliefs that we were raised with. For example, that we have to work hard for our money, or that there's a limited supply, or there's not enough to go around. And another one of those myths that we're debunking is that you have to have the latest and greatest software, the latest and greatest cell phone, or the latest and greatest fashions to be happy. Now, from an early age, we've been taught that we need to work hard for our money, and life is hard, or that we need an intermediary between us and God, someone who speaks to us about what God is saying or interprets what God is saying to us. And another one of those myths is that we need a college education to succeed and make good money in this world. And what we're all coming to discover is that the old ways of living in the world are just simply not working for us. And our old ways of being in relationships aren't working for us either. Divorces are commonplace. And there are 50 million Americans on food stamps currently. So obviously the world is showing us that we need to change our thinking. We create with our thoughts, and when you change, your world changes. How do we do that? Well, we'll talk about that in a moment. When you think about media and the cosmetic industry and what advertising is putting out there and teaching us, you know, some of those things are like that. If we're not waif-like, or we don't own the latest iPhone or iPod or the newest car or the most beautiful clothes, that we don't matter or we can't possibly matter. And this is simply not true. This is what they want us to believe, so we keep purchasing. And you know, that we get in this vicious cycle of purchasing, and then that keeps us happy for a little bit, and then we need to purchase something else, and that keeps us happy or fulfilled for another week or two. We're going to be talking today about taking your power back. And if you're like most people, you're wondering, well, where did my power go? Well, it went nowhere. You just quit using it, and it's just really in hiding. You've really always had your power. You just had the perception that you lost it, and you've forgotten that you have it. So tonight, I'm going to help you access it. And the good news is that I'll give you three different ways to expand and be more aware. In the universe, you only have to intend something to happen, and it does. So just take a moment. Uncross your arms and your legs. Turn your palms up. Relax your shoulders and take a deep breath. Just relax. And as you exhale, exhale out all that no longer serves you. And on your next inhalation, intend to tap into your power. Intend to tap into your innate power. Take another deep breath and exhale completely. Okay, now breathe normally. Now, by stopping and breathing, we are being present. Be present in everything you do. Another word for being present that the Buddhists use is mindfulness. So how can we know that we're being mindful or we're being present? Well, I'll give you a couple of examples. After you've ordered at a restaurant, see if you can remember your waiter's or waitress's name. Do you remember what he or she was wearing? Or perhaps at the grocery store, as you're gathering your purchases and you're walking away from the checkout, can you remember what your cashier was wearing or what his or her name was? Being present means that you're awake and you're aware of what's going on right now. Everybody has the ability to do this. And being present means that you're focusing on this moment rather than being focused on what has happened in the past, whether it's distant past, and what is going on in the future or what might happen in the future. So when we're focusing on the past and the present, we are not, when we're focused on the past and the future, we're not being in the present. One of the exercises I like to teach is mindfulness food prep. Sinking in and watching carefully while you peel carrots or peel potatoes, rather than watching television or talking on your cell phone with your ear pressed against your shoulder, trying to hold your cell phone while you prepare your food. Stop. Breathe. Turn off your television and your phone. And prepare your meal in silence. Be mindful while you're preparing your meal. My daughter always said that she loved my food because she could tell I put a lot of love in it. I never had the television playing in the kitchen while I was cooking. And I do my best to not take phone calls while I'm preparing meals. Another way to be present is to sit in silence while you're eating your dinner. Think about this. If you're peeling your vegetables and you're cooking and you're talking on the cell phone, you are putting the energy of that conversation into your food. And then when you sit down to eat, if you have the television playing and you're watching, for example, NCIS, and there's murder on the television, there's blood and guts and all sorts of, you know, chaos and disruption, the energy of what you're watching is being taken into your body, and each time you put food in your mouth, the energy of what's going on, whether it's on the cell phone or the television, is going into and permeating your food. And that food is going into your body, nourishing you with all that negativity. And it's in your body while it's processed, being turned into blood and oxygen, and fulfilling your body. So instead, how about eating in silence or making sure that you only have pleasant, positive, and supportive conversations while you do eat? This is mindfulness in action, and this is being present. Talking on your cell phone at the checkout takes you away from the present moment. And when you're walking your dog and talking on your cell phone, it's the same thing. You're not giving your presence and your attention to the moment. You're not focusing on the wondrous beauty that's taking place all around you. You may miss the bird chirping or the raven sending you a message. When I'm walking my dog, I often have ravens that talk to me while I'm walking down the street. They follow me and sit on the top of a telephone pole and talk to me while I'm there. So do you text wherever you are? Because if you do, you're taking yourself away from being in the moment. Cell phones are the biggest way that we are taken out of the present moment. I see teenagers sitting in front of the television doing their homework and texting all the time. And sometimes, and it happens with my daughter, a teenager. She's sitting in front of the television doing her homework with her cell phone and an iPad on her lap. What are we training our kids for? How will they be able to experience being in the moment as adults if they can't even be in the moment as children? Be present, focused on the now. Be a good example for your family. Take a deep breath. So another way that we can be present and focused on the now is looking through a situation or an event. Rather than just focusing on what is happening on the surface, see what is beneath. When you're having a conversation with someone and you feel triggered, how about looking beneath the surface to see where else have you experienced a similar issue? What are your feelings? What else was happening simultaneously? How did this impact you? Shift your perspective by looking at the situation differently. You begin to develop a better relationship not only with yourself, but also with others in your life. And the idea is to understand that things are much deeper than what you can see or touch. When you look for your motivations and what buttons have been pushed or triggers have been pushed, you're accepting responsibility for the events that are happening in your life rather than blaming someone else. For example, you make me angry when you say those things to me. So take responsibility for what's going on in your life and look inside to see where the trigger is coming from. You can't take your power back when you don't accept the responsibility. Everything in our world is colored by our perception. Our perception is all about what we believe and that we see. And our perceptions are filtered by what our parents' beliefs are, how we were raised, where we were raised, by what types of folks we were raised, and what we were taught from a very early age. And besides perception, intention is a very powerful part of our life and our world. So intending, for example, in making an intention, I intend this day to be a beautiful, expanding way of being in the world filled with love. So you're intending some powerful, positive things for your day. You can intend, for example, if you have a coach, what is your intention? When we use intention, we're setting the wheels in motion for the universe to support us. Most of us were taught that we have to work hard for our money and that nothing good comes to us without hard work. Well, what if that perception was completely backwards? Today, we're shifting that perception. We need to understand that the universe we live in is expansive, and the unlimited opportunities and possibilities in the universe are available to every one of us. We just have to intend to use the universe to help us and to support us. You might not see it, but it does not mean it's there. Today, for example, I was asked by a friend of mine who had some challenging times. He asked me, what did I see for him in the future? And I immediately was taken to a scene in Greece. And I saw him bobbing in the Mediterranean Sea with a woman. I could feel her presence. And he was being playful in the water, feeling joy and happiness. I could also see this beautiful panoramic view from the sea of whitewashed buildings and a Greek Orthodox church with a cross on the roof. And the buildings were a bold contrast to the beautiful blue sky and the aquamarine of the Mediterranean. There was orange coming up in the sky as the sun was setting. And while I described this scene to him, I felt like I was there with him. He remarked how what I described was such a vast contrast to what his current living situation is now. And in this moment, he couldn't fathom finding a way to pay for a trip to Greece, a flight overseas, never mind feeling free enough to be playful or joyous in the ocean. And currently there isn't a woman in his life, although he sees and feels her coming to him. Everything is in the realm of possibility. You have the ability to create anything you want. In fact, you're creating everything you're focusing on right now. And that leads me to whatever you focus on expands. Whatever you're thinking of expands. When you take your attention off something, the energy on it diminishes. And you put your attention on something else, so where you've taken your attention and focus off, it will diminish. And I have a great example of that. In my healing practice, some of the things that I've done have to do with readings, psychic readings, Akashic record readings. And I have been feeling that past life readings are very empowering because they help people understand the issues that are going on in their lives currently. Because 90% of our issues have to do with our past lives. So Akashic record readings used to look at past lives and how they're affecting you now, that's a very beneficial way to use a past life reading, an Akashic record reading. However, people wanting to have psychic readings to know, when am I going to meet my soulmate? You know, when's he going to show up? And am I going to get my job? Sometimes those types of things can disempower you. And so I've been feeling that I really wanted to let go of that type of a reading. Stick with the past life readings and the energy clearings and the life coaching. So I put my attention on those things. The life coaching business has really built up for me, and it's quadrupled from where it was a year ago. And I really have a tremendous passion for that, so I've been putting energy into that. And interestingly, the psychic readings have diminished. I'm not doing so many of those. I've taken my attention off of that, put my attention on life coaching, and life coaching has expanded. Wherever you focus your energy will expand, whether it's positive or negative. So just be mindful of where you're putting your time, attention, and energy. You already have what you need. You already have the ability to create. Have you ever noticed how things shift when we take our attention away from something? Like the example with the psychic readings and the life coaching. Now, it's very easy for us to get lost when a negative experience occurs for us. We get derailed. So when we're derailed and we're feeling negative or we're feeling depressed or we're feeling down and things aren't working out the way we expected, how do we get back on track? Well, I'm going to give you a three-step process to help you get back on track. Stop what you're doing. Be present and breathe. Uncross your arms and legs. Smile to your heart and focus inward. Focus not on your outside experiences, but you. Focus on you inside. Be aware. Notice what are your thoughts. Where are your shoulders? Are your shoulders up around your ears? Are they tense? Relax and breathe in again. Relax your shoulders some more. Take a deep breath. Smile to your heart. While you're being aware of what's going on in your body, what are you thinking? Keep breathing. Let go of that which no longer serves you. And you're going to focus on you. And the way that we're going to do this is that you're going to ask to be fully present in your body and connect with your high self. So this focus is on your divine connection. So focusing on your heart and ask for your high self to be fully present in your body. Take another deep breath. and allow this energy that's coming through your crown chakra, the top of your head, to just pour through you. And allow it to pour through you. It's this brilliant white light, and it comes through the top of your head, all the way down through your body, into your legs, out through your feet, and grounds into the earth. Deep, deep, deep into the center of the earth, and grounds you completely. Take another deep breath. Now, this is a three-step process you can do any time that you feel like you're getting derailed. Number one, stop and be present. Just breathe. As you breathe, be aware. Step two, be aware. Notice what your thoughts are. Where are shoulders? Relax. Relax, relax, breathe in again. You smile to your heart. It's all in this awareness process. And then number three, step three, focus on you. Focus on your heart in the middle of your chest and ask for your high self to be fully present in your body. And while your high self is connecting, you see this brilliant white light coming through, pouring through the top of your head, all the way down through your body, into your legs, down into the center of the earth, grounding you completely. And now you're fully connected, heaven and earth, and connected with your high self. It's a very powerful exercise for helping you ground, center, and focus. That was well done. You did great there. So visualize problems as opportunities. Find new and creative ways to solve these challenges. And when something negative happens, do something positive for yourself. Instead of dwelling on the negative, remember, whatever you dwell on, wherever you focus your energy, it's going to get bigger. And you don't want the negative to get bigger and consume you. So instead, put it behind you and focus on you. Nurture yourself. Stop, get quiet, and take a walk outside. Being out in nature is one of the fastest ways to change your energy, focus, and gain perspective. Especially when you walk, move your arms, swing your arms, and ask for your high self to be fully present while you're swinging your arms out in nature. Everything happens for a reason, and perhaps things did not turn out the way you planned them, but there's always a silver lining. Always look for the gift in each situation. What did you learn? What was it that you learned? What was your lesson? And what is the gift? There's always a gift. The real value is when you can see an opportunity when it's dressed up like a problem. Some of us focus on others more than we focus on ourselves, and this can lead to feeling less important than others. And contrary to what we've been taught, we need to focus on us. And the actual opposite is taking place. When we focus on others, we have a tendency to expect others to make us happy. We expect others to be the ones that fulfill us. We expect others to fill us with love. And sometimes when we give to others more than we give to ourselves, we feel empty. And when we give too much to others, we disempower ourselves. And when we love others more than we love ourselves, we disrespect ourselves. We can become doormats, looking to please others rather than accepting and loving ourselves compassionately. When we trust others' opinions or guidance more than we trust our own, we disrespect ourselves and we disempower ourselves. Remember, we all have a spark of divinity within us. No one was created more equally than us. We're all equal. Changing your perspective changes your thinking. Now, some people may be further down the path of healing or the path of self-growth than you, but they're not better. Nobody is better than another. When we seek acceptance from others, we're disempowering ourselves, and all we need to do is accept ourselves. When you're seeking acceptance from others, what are you missing out on? What are you looking for? Are you looking to be validated? Are you looking to be loved? Are you looking for feelings of worthiness? So all we need to do is accept ourselves as we are. With all our faults and foibles, we're not perfect. We're work in progress. And when we're seeking love from others, all we need to do is love ourselves. When we seek praise from others, all we need to do is praise ourselves. You are the source of your love. You are the one that feeds your soul. The people in our lives provide us mirrors to our soul, to our issues and to our challenges. And often, we feel the person that we're married to or in partnership with is causing our problems, when really what they're doing is lovingly reflecting back to us what we have going on inside of us. And sometimes it might feel like it's not so loving. But look at it as a gift. We just forget that our partner is a mirror. Whatever's going on in our outside world is being reflected back to us. How do we feel? What are we thinking? How are we being? How reactive are we? Is anger being stirred up? Are boundaries being crossed? Are we not able to set healthy boundaries? And always remember that when you were created, God broke the mold. There's only one of you. There is only one person with your gifts. There is only one person that looks like you. There is only one person on this earth that has your unique abilities and talents and gifts. The power is already within you. You already have the key to your empowerment, and you're already perfect. Shining the light of awareness on the areas that you perceive are lacking increases our feelings of unworthiness. Instead, change your perspective and see how can you accept those parts of you that you've criticized or beaten up in the past. Work with them. Be kind to yourself. Look at yourself with a soft focus instead of bashing yourself with a baseball bat or a 2x4. Begin to think of yourself as a newborn baby. How would you treat a newborn? Would you criticize it? Would you tell this newborn that it's stupid? You can't do that. You don't have those talents and abilities. No. You lovingly accept the newborn. So that's how we want to lovingly accept ourselves. Think of ourselves as a newborn. So I have two little exercises to help quiet the mind. And why am I talking about this now? Because coming into loving acceptance of ourselves can be catapulted by meditation. I highly recommend meditation. There were years that I attempted and tried, and I went to classes, and I just never could break through the mind chatter. And I found a couple of ways that really work well. And I want to tell you, there isn't anyone that had a more active brain than I did. I had intense ADD, and it was just impossible for me to get my thoughts to stop. And whenever I thought about meditating and I sat down to think, I kept thinking, well, I have to still the mind. I have to quiet the mind. And I kept having these thoughts. Well, you can't do that. You can't do that. How are you going to stop this thinking? And this mind chatter would get worse. So here's a couple of ways to quiet the mind chatter. And if it worked for me, I'm telling you, it will work for you. It's a very simple process. So sit up and holding your head steady and erect without moving your head. So you're holding your chin, you know, in your normal position. Your chin is parallel to the ground or to the floor. Without moving your head, turn your eyes upward to the ceiling. Now you're keeping your head still, but moving only your eyeballs, and focus your eyes on the ceiling. And it may kind of pull the muscles in the eyes a little bit, and it gives you a little bit of an eye lift, ladies. It really does. It exercises the eye muscles, which is not a bad thing at all. So focus on the ceiling. You can sit quietly like this for about 5 minutes. This will quiet the mind so that you can meditate. Did it work for you? I think it did. Well, good work. So I'm going to show you another exercise, and this other exercise is very similar, but instead of moving your eyeballs, we're going to focus on the back of the head. There's a little indentation at the base of the skull. It's almost like a V. It's an upside down V. So you can feel that. And now that area could be mushy. And if it is, you want to massage the back of that area because it really shouldn't be mushy. It's from, I won't get into that. That's another workshop. So you want to massage that area because it shouldn't be feeling swollen like a swollen ankle after you've had too much popcorn. So, but that area there, the base of the head, you want to envision a 2x4, a board that goes through the back of the head, the base of your skull, on a 45-degree angle, and envision it coming out through your hairline at the top of your forehead. So with this board coming through your head from the back of your head to the front of your head, and just envision it coming out at your hairline. And just sit for a moment. Okay, take a deep breath. I know you could do that for 5 minutes or 10 minutes before you begin to meditate. I have two YouTube videos. One is an uncut version, and it's out in the desert. There's another one that was done inside, the Divine Presence Process Meditation. The Divine Presence Process Meditation was given to me by the Divine. It's a very deep and powerful form of meditation. If you do this daily for 11 months, you will notice that your soul and you become one. You transform. It's an amazing meditation. It connects you to the divine. It fills you to overflowing, and it connects you with your high self, your divine self, and it fills you with love. It is a very good way to begin that journey inward if you have difficulty meditating. The Divine Presence Process Meditation. It's a very powerful meditation. Before I do the energy clearing for everyone, I want to let you know of the three offerings I have currently. Some of you know that I do past life readings, and they're very powerful. I have visions, and I see like a movie in my third eye, and I give you a reading telling you what is happening in this past life and how it's affecting you in your current life. And then I do an energy clearing to clear those issues from the past lives. 90% of the issues that you have currently in your lifetime come from past lives. So this combination of the Akashic Record past life reading and then an energy clearing to clear the issues is very powerful and life-changing. And I've worked with whole family units to clear past lives together, and it has really transformed the dynamic in the place that I've worked with. And so I've seen family relationships improve with only one person in the family having the clearing, and certainly really deeply profound experiences when everyone in the family has the clearings. The newest offering I have is the Cascade of Miracles. And I'm really excited to announce this one. This is when a client pushed me to do something I had no idea that I could help initiate or help bring into being, manifest. It's a new offering. I've done a few of these, but I've not been very open about it. So I help you manifest a miracle. And often I find my clients push me to higher and better things. And this was an instance where a client asked me to manifest a job for her by her birthday. And this job was, she wanted this job to be doing what she loved. So I indeed did help her with, of course, the light of the divine. I didn't do this by myself. My heart is just burning. It's just so open talking about this. So not only did she get an interview on her birthday as requested, but she was offered a job the same day. So how often have you had an interview and gotten a job offer right on the spot? And that's what happened for her. It was truly miraculous. And I'm very grateful. So she's accepted this job, and she's asked me to do other miraculous events for her. Sometimes we don't recognize what we're capable of until someone pushes us beyond where we've gone before, and that was the case with this cascade of miracles. And miracles are something that can happen in your life. And part of that has to do with how you are in the world, and are you being kind, and are you doing all the things that align you with the divine? That certainly makes things a lot easier. But this cascade of miracles is a new offering. And I also do entity releasement, and that's on a very personal basis. And I look at the situations and see if you're a good fit for what I'm doing currently. And you can talk to me about that if you have that type of an issue. So I've been doing those too for some teenage children. Beginning October 9th, I'm launching a group coaching program, and I'm very excited about this. If you're unhappy with where you are, if you're looking for love or it keeps eluding you, if you've tried success or business coaching and you're still not where you know you should be, this course is for you. This has all the benefits of my private self-coaching program that is really transformational, and all the tools that empower you to help you fall in love with you, your family, your soul, and your gifts. And this program, for just this 1 6-week period, is $297. After this initial, this is my beta testing, it will be $597 after this 6-week program. So this is a great opportunity to get in on the ground floor, sign up by October 2nd, which is tomorrow, and get an hour of one-on-one coaching with me, which is a $225 value as a bonus. And this program is a great value, as my coaching programs begin at $2,000. So $297 is just over a tenth of what I charge for my personal one-on-one coaching programs. And you get a bonus of a one-hour one-on-one coaching with that if you sign up by October 2nd. And now I'm going to do this clearing for everybody. I hope you're all ready. So if you would all just relax, take a deep breath. And the mantra I'd like you to use, and you don't have to keep saying it, but just say, I release that which no longer serves me. Turn your palms up. Uncross your arms and legs. And I'd like you to envision a silver cord that goes from the top of your crown up, 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 3 feet, 6 feet, 15 feet, keeps on going, and it will connect you with your God self, your high self, and the divine. Take a deep breath. I ask to clear the six bodies causing the soul. I ask to clear, remove, replace, elevate, and educate committee members to the highest level on chart 3. I ask to open a contract with your high self, to change out your high self committee to one that will take you into the golden age and beyond, and I close this contract with your high self. And again, I ask to clear the six bodies comprising the soul, clear, remove, replace, elevate, and educate committee members to the highest level on chart 3. And I ask to place a sacred shield of protection around everyone in this room, everyone that's on this call. And I ask Mother, Father, God to be present, the angels to be present, the healing angels to be present with us. And I ask for this shield of white light and protection to surround everyone that's on this call, and also the liquid golden light around that. And I ask for the violet flame of Saint Germain to encompass everyone and protect everyone from all negativity. I ask to clear all negativity. I ask to clear all holes, rips, and tears. I ask to clear any attached energy. I ask to clear any vortexes and portals, wormholes, dark veil, Illuminati, dark angels, ET implants, mind channels, toxic streams, and scarring. I ask to fill the areas where the ET implants, the vortexes, and portals were unclosed. Fill with golden creator light. I ask to clear all energy below chart 3. I ask to clear all of chart 5. I ask to clear all darkness, all negativity. I ask to clear any demonic forces, any satanic forces, any dark forces, any dark energies, any satanics and demonics, any conscious control. I ask to clear any discordant thought forms. I ask to clear imprint of brain damage. I ask to place a triple light shield around all separates and clear all separates, type 1, type 2, shadow energy and programming. I ask to clear discarnates in the aura, all energy leeches, all discarnate session and discarnates in past lives. I ask to do an alpha to omega clearing, a zero time clearing, and a clearing of all charts 10A to 32. Feels so good. I ask to clear you, your high self guides to infinity and all committees for all of chart 10A and all levels and layers. And I ask to clear all blocks and all interference. And I ask to clear all blocks to be open to receive. And I ask to clear the desire to suffer. I ask to clear your high self and update you with the latest love, light, wisdom, and understanding. I ask to clear your high self guides to infinity and all committees for all of chart 10A. I ask to clear your ego to be less than 4% and your soul purpose is to be a single digit number. I ask to clear all blocks to self-love. I ask to clear self-hatred. I ask to clear unworthiness and I ask to clear feelings of not being good enough. I ask to clear any past lives with Father where you've been beaten, hurt, or abused. And I ask to close this contract. I ask to clear all past lives at the I Am level. I ask to clear all past lives in the New One universe. I ask to clear reservations to expanding consciousness once universal God consciousness is attained. I ask to clear breaking the bonds of the 2600 pathways. I ask to clear resolving discord at all levels of Chart 3. I ask to clear remembering the soul's purpose is spiritual enlightenment. I ask to clear all awareness at the 9 Godhead councils. I ask to clear the awareness of the entire spiritual process from the divine plan through returning. I ask to clear the awareness that love is the only energy. I ask to clear the Godhead and all is the Godhead. I ask to clear hidden vows. I ask to clear sensitivity to others' energy. I ask to clear issues and desire to suffer. I ask to clear the Messiah complex. I ask to clear the Savior complex. I ask to clear picking up discordant energy. I ask to clear desire to reestablish programs. I ask to clear the reasons behind conscious programs. I ask to clear the unwillingness to learn and to clear the unwillingness to cooperate with your high self. I ask to clear all blocks and interference. I ask to clear the blocked archetypes, producer, perfectionist, creator, inquirer, mentor, guide, dreamer, feminine, masculine, merger, suppressed child, and healer. And I ask to clear any Siamese souls. Anger from the heart of God to the light of God. Self-pity from the heart of God to the light of God. Paralysis from the heart of God to the light of God. Panic from the heart of God to the light of God. Oppression from the heart of God to the light of God. Hate of self from the heart of God to the light of God. Sexual coveting from the heart of God to the light of God. Sincerity from the heart of God to the light of God. Strength, success, forgiveness, kindness, life, generosity, trust, concern, love of men, awareness, enthusiasm, self-forgiveness. Take a deep breath. And let it out. And now I ask to clear and release all vows that you've ever made in any life to vow to be in poverty. And these vows, because they've been made in past lives, are still with you. And in these lifetimes, you may have been a priest, a rabbi, a minister, a nun, a mother superior, and made a vow of poverty and sacrificed for God or Jesus. So here we go, and I would like you to repeat after me. I release all vows I have made in ignorance in this lifetime and in all past, present, and future lifetimes. I release all the vows now. I release all contracts I have ever made in ignorance in this lifetime, and in all past and future lifetimes. I cancel and burn them now. I release all vows and cancel and burn all contracts for any lifetimes in which I have renounced love. Take a deep breath. Release and let it go. Let it go. Let it go. I'm going to do the last one over again. Feels like we need to do that again. I release all vows and cancel and burn all contracts for any lifetimes in which I have renounced love. There, that got it. Take a deep breath. Let it go. Okay, we've got three more to go. We're almost done. For all vows that cannot be released and all contracts that cannot be canceled and burned, I ask that they be fulfilled and completed now. Take a deep breath. Let it go. I release all lifetimes in which I have cursed God. I release all curses in which I have cursed God. Take a deep breath and release. Just relax. I clear hate of self. I ask to clear hate of self-pity. I ask to clear hate of life. I ask for inspiration. I ask to clear fear of abandonment. I ask to clear helplessness. I ask to clear alcoholism and any other spending addiction or addictions. I ask to clear hate of women. I ask to clear hate of men. I ask to clear toxic shame. I ask to clear stinginess, health abuse, and illness. I ask to clear odds and ends into infinity and genetic DNA and core beliefs, spiritual blocks 1 through 6. Please clear all. I ask for an alpha to omega clearing and a zero-time clearing and clearing of all charts 10A to 32. I ask to clear any programs coming up, anything hidden or buried. I ask to clear the personal soul package. Please clear the emotional body. Please clear all issues. Please clear programs coming up. Please clear the soul is lying. Please clear stubbornness. Please clear lines of love. Please clear cutting edge of the soul. Please clear programs not cleared yet. Please clear soul programs and multiple soul programs. Please clear pre-programming of the spirit by God. Interference. Please clear potential dysfunction of spiritual consciousness by God. Please clear codependency of spirit by God. Please clear dysfunction of spirit on God. Dysfunction of spirit by thought. Please clear. Please clear all conflict and self-punishment. Take a deep breath, and I ask to clear the issues of hate of men, fear, spiritual suicide, self-doubt, hate of self, suffering, hate of God, domineering. I ask to clear from the point of origin, burn the roots, branches, and seeds. Sever, disconnect, dissolve, decreate across all time and all dimensions and all lifetimes. Remove from the hurt body, mind, emotions, and the soul records. Please also clear the self-punishment programs. Experience trauma, past lives, serious death, injustice, self-sabotage, appeasement, bitterness, suicide, suffering, insanity. I ask to clear from the point of origin, burn the roots, branches, and seeds, sever, disconnect, dissolve it, decreate across all time and as if they never were. Remove also from the hurt body, mind, emotions, and soul records. Clear the soul challenge, courage, purpose, direction. It's a conflict program. Emotional serious escapism, health abuse, and unworthiness and fatigue. I ask to clear this from the point of origin, burn the roots, branches, and seeds from all past lives. Sever, disconnect, dissolve, decreate across all time and all dimensions as if it never was. I ask to clear all blocks to understanding that money is love. I ask to clear all blocks to love. I ask to clear blocks to trust. I ask to clear the blocks to accepting that you create your own reality with your thoughts. I ask to clear and download you with the understanding that money is love. I ask to download you with the understanding that everything is energy. I ask to download you with the understanding that energy moves in a circle. Whatever you send out comes back to you a thousandfold. I ask to clear blocks to generosity. I ask for an alpha to omega clearing, a zero-time clearing, and a clearing of all charts 10A to 32. I ask to tone all trigger mechanisms to D-sharp. I ask to remove any cords, web hooks, or mind channels. I ask to clear making money in an illegal fashion in past, present, and future lives. I ask to clear any guilt or shame that you've ever held in any lifetime for making money with your body. I ask to clear any guilt or shame regarding having money and wealth. I ask to clear the belief that you're being spiritual precludes you from being wealthy. I ask to clear self-sabotage for having money. I ask to clear any self-sabotage or conflict regarding having money. I ask to clear that you have to work hard for your money. I ask to clear the anxiety around having money. I ask to clear feeling unworthy to have wealth. I ask to clear feelings of unworthiness regarding the use of having money. I ask to clear feelings of only needing what you have and what you have to pay your bills and no more. I ask to clear that belief. I ask to clear all the negative thoughts regarding wealthy people. I ask to clear the guilt of being wealthy in an impoverished earth. I ask to clear the fear of losing money. I ask to clear the fear of having money stolen. I ask to clear the fear that you have. I ask to clear the fear that there is not enough. I ask to clear the fear that there is never enough. I ask to clear the thoughts that money is evil, dirty, or the root of all evil. And I ask to clear the worry or the fear that banks will fold. I ask to clear the fear that the stock market will crash. I ask to clear the fear that you will lose your job, clients, or success. I ask to clear the fear that you will die in poverty. I ask to clear the fear that you don't have or don't know or don't have the ability to make money. I ask to clear the belief that money is hard to come by. I ask to clear the belief that you and only certain people will have the ability to be rich, wealthy, and prosperous. I ask to clear the belief that you won't have enough money to pay all your bills on time. I ask to clear the belief that you cannot pay for your children's education, clothing, and supplies, or what you need. I ask to clear the belief that you cannot afford what you want. I ask to clear the belief that you will follow in your parents' footsteps regarding money. I ask to clear the belief that there is only so much money to go around, and I ask to clear the belief that the government will fold and not have enough money. I ask to clear that you will not have enough money to pay your rent, mortgage, or bills. I ask to clear the belief that there is never enough. I ask to clear the belief that you don't have what it takes to have prosperity, wealth, and joy. I ask to clear the belief that your money situation won't ever change. I ask to clear the belief that your acquaintances' beliefs are yours. I ask to clear all false beliefs around money. I ask for all your fears to be cleared. I ask for all of your fears to be cleared. I ask to clear your self-doubt. I ask to clear your fear of change. I ask to clear your fear of success. I ask to clear your fear of rejection. I ask to clear your fear of numbers. I ask to clear your indecision. I ask to clear feeling stuck. I ask to clear clutter and financial mess. I ask to clear all your family blocks to financial freedom. I ask to clear your family blocks to financial freedom. I ask to clear your family blocks to financial freedom. Finally, I ask to clear all self-sabotage. I ask to clear your feelings of unworthiness. I ask to clear all feelings of shame. I ask to clear guilt. I ask to clear victimization. I ask to clear blame. I ask to clear your fear of growth. I ask to clear decisions that zap your money. I ask to clear the pattern that creates a financial mess that requires money to be spent. I ask to clear all false beliefs that you do not deserve wealth. I ask to clear all the negative programming that is triggered by wealth. I ask to clear all the negative programming that is triggered by poverty. I ask to tone all trigger mechanisms to D sharp. I ask to clear the cords, webs, hooks, and psychic hooks regarding money. I ask to clear all the perceptions, programmings, and beliefs that there will never be enough. I ask to clear the perceptions, programmings, and beliefs that you will do not have enough. I ask to clear all poverty demons. I ask to clear all discarnates that have been attracted to your pain and suffering. I ask to clear all the attached energies that are impeding your personal growth. I ask to clear all the attached energies and attachments that are impeding your financial gain and your financial wealth. I ask to clear the personalities that have been attracted to your suffering and pain. I ask to clear the static in your auric field created by suffering and worry. I ask to clear whatever is remaining that is personal to you that I've missed. I ask to clear all the blocks to being a good steward with your money. I ask to clear all illusions that you can buy. I ask to clear all the illusions that are blocking you from being able to buy whatever you want anytime you want it. I ask to clear the programs that make you feel loved by spending. I ask that money flow to you in a supernatural way, and I ask for you to be tapped into the super consciousness of the universe and the cosmos and the divine flow. I ask for blessings to be tripled and quadrupled for you day by day. I ask for this flow to be effortless and easy. I ask for you to be connected to all that is. There is nothing lost in the universe. There is no lack and limitation in the universe. I ask to clear all blocks to being respectful of money. I ask to clear all blocks to respect. I ask for any lack and limitation to be cleared for you. And there is no lack and limitation in the divine, only what we believe to be so. I ask for you to be blessed with wealth and prosperity in the now, beyond your wildest dreams. Bless you, bless you, bless you with all the prosperity of the universe and all that is. Thank you, God. Repeat after me. I am wealthy. I am prosperous. I am abundant. I am unlimited prosperity. I am blessed with a wealth and prosperity for all time. I am a good steward of my money. And anytime you use the words I am, make sure the words that follow are positive, because I am empowers your statement. It connects the divine and God to your statements. I am is the word, the name of God. Realize there is no negativity in divine mind. See all your desires in the realm of divine mind. There is no poverty in divine mind. There is no lack in divine mind. I die to my belief in lack and poverty thoughts. They're gone. As I am one with the divine, all that is light is mine. You are the giver and the gift. Money. I honor your energy, money. For you are the light, as the light is the lover of my soul, is the energy of money, the manifestation. And I see the truth. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I rejoice in you, money. You no longer see yourself separate from the light. I divinely love you, money, as that which I love greatly. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And your mantra? God is my unending and inexhaustible source in all things. I'm Jennifer Elizabeth Masters. If you enjoyed this recording, share it with your friends. I'd love for you to connect with me on Facebook. Read my blog, Love Yourself Fearlessly. You can connect with me through loveyourselffearlessly.com. And in the next month or so, when my other website, jenniferelizabethmasters.com, is completed, you can connect with me there. And my email, if you need to email me, is divine, divine, healing, healing, now, at yahoo.com. And another email address, which is a little simpler for you, is jenniferelizabethmasters@gmail.com. I thank you for joining me. I thank you for your energy and being here. I am grateful to you. Go forth and create. Create, create. You have it within you. You already have the power. And join me for the next of the two sessions that are remaining. Today, create your dreams, and tomorrow, drawing in the love. I'm Jennifer Elizabeth Masters again. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here with me.